Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Leading up to The Mandalorian, why wouldn't we do some more Clone Wars episodes?
That's right, because last time around we watched the original Clone Wars animated series, which was cell animated, looked like a Samurai Jack kind of vibe.
Also, if you do recall, we've looked at episodes of this show before also.
Oh, we did that also. Yes, indeed. Yes.
So yeah, I think every now and then we'll come back and do a particular arc. And I think doing the final four episodes of the last season is the way to go, because I think a lot of this stuff will carry over, certainly into Mandalorian, but also other series and things like that and spin-offs, which we'll talk about at the end.
So
you're saying people should leave a like.
Oh, absolutely is what I'm saying. Yes, people should definitely leave a like. But besides the episodes that I saw the last time we talked about this, I haven't watched any episodes of The Clone Wars. And I've jumped right into the final four.
Yeah, which apparently you should not do, people are saying.
People were telling me I should do that. Well, you made me do it.
I made you do it. But see, I've seen all of Rebels. I've seen bits and pieces of Clone Wars. And I watched the finale because I'd heard it was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And I think these last four episodes is definitively some of the best Star Wars that there is, period.
You know what? It worked pretty well for me in the sense that it feels like I'm watching A New Hope for the first time.
Yeah.
Like I'm jumping in and I'm like, who are these characters?
Yes.
But I get, like, you can from context, you can figure it out.
They
this
tell
one
you.
One guy loves the Galactic Republic so much that he's got it tattooed on his head. good on you, Jesse. Should we get the YouTube logo tattooed on our heads?
Definitely.
We definitely should. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I love brands, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because going into this,
yes,
you know, your knowledge of Star Wars is pretty good, I would say.
That's all right.
I think for a layman, you have too much Star Wars knowledge, but for a Star Wars fan, you're a loser and you don't know enough.
That's right.
We fall
which
somewhere
loops
there.
All the way back around, which makes me a winner again.
Absolutely, yeah. So you didn't find coming into this too confusing, like the way that it parallels with Revenge of the Sith, and there's that crossover there, like you find out, oh, Dooku dies and things like that. You find these things out during the series.
Well, I'd seen those movies, so I already knew.
That's what I figured. That's right. Yeah.
This is a sidequel. I'm familiar with the concept of a sidequel.
Because I think what this does well, it highlights a lot of the characters and story arcs that are separate from Anakin and Obi-Wan, because they're off having a Revenge of the Sith. They're dealing with the Revenge of the Sith situation.
I guess if I had not seen any of these episodes before and I'd not seen those movies, I'd be like, well, this is a very unsatisfying conclusion for both Obi-Wan and Anakin, because they just disappear.
Yeah, totally.
We don't get a visceral, satisfying conclusion to their stories, but we do get a nice conclusion to Ahsoka Tano's story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which from context is that she was in the clone army. She was leading a battalion of clone troopers. Mm-hmm. And then she had to leave for unspecified reasons.
That's right.
Because she's back.
Because the show got cancelled.
Oh, that'll do
No, that's not why she left. But yeah, what's interesting about this is that this series was cancelled with the Disney merger, but it was still kept as one of the only things outside of the movies that remains canon, because most of the books and comics and everything else was gotten rid of. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is the conclusion of her arc in the Clone Wars, but it of course is not the conclusion of that character, because going into this, having seen the episodes of Rebels that she showed up in, we know that she survives through this.
Is a question of why and how.
Exactly. Like, we know Captain Rex survives. But that being said, it still does something that's difficult for a prequel, in that it remains engaging, even though you know that ultimately, well, she has to get through this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is, does she sacrifice her principles and kill all her mates? And she finds a way around it, which is nice and fun.
But all their mates still get killed.
I mean, they all definitely die. And there's certainly, I mean, in a way, because all of this was set a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, they're all dead.
They're all
every
dead.
Single one of them. All the characters you Mason, love. Baby Yoda dead in a ditch.
Mason, some of them could have been frozen in carbonite.
Oh, that's probably true.
We could find them to this day.
That's true. We could unfreeze Baby Yoda and then kill him.
So I remember one of the things that you mentioned in the last episodes that we did, the Boba Fett centric ones. You didn't get a sense of the clones being individual, but I think also the clones that we saw in that weren't so much the mainline ones that we get here. So did you get a better sense, aside from the big tattoos on their heads, like sense of personality that they're different?
Not really.
Even from like Rex, for example?
Oh no, Rex, no, but I mean, he spends the entire thing with his helmet off, so.
Sure, yeah.
I understand it, yeah.
Okay, no, I can understand that. But so do you think they were better handled though? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you should have watched all the other ones then. Do you think they'd be even better handled then, Mason? I haven't watched them either. What am I talking about? Yeah. Anakin's nice, and it's weird, isn't it? It's weird how nice he is.
Well, here's the thing. It's interesting that they had to develop personalities for some of the characters that did not get a lot of play in the movies.
Or yeah, there's Jar Jar episodes of the show.
Yeah, and Darth, they had to give Darth Maul a personality.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have one in that one movie he was in.
He didn't have a personality.
And in this, he's kind of a bitch.
he's kind of a bitch.
Sassy bitch.
Yeah, so there we go, Darth Maul. Mm-hmm. What do you think about him being back?
I love it. I mean, again, I think a criminally wasted character.
Yeah. He should have been the lead through.
Looks one visually of the villains, interesting.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the skills. He presumably has a backstory. and yet they were just like, yeah, chop him in half in that movie and he's never coming back.
Yeah. I agree. He should have carried over. He should have been what Dooku did in the second one and then he's finally dealt with in the third one. I mean, I like the addition of Dooku. I mean, Christopher Lee, you can't really go past that, can you?
And realistically, what's more fun to say, Maul or Dooku?
You won't get away this time.
Dooku.
Yeah, what's interesting about this episode in comparison to the other ones is the fight scene between Ahsoka and Darth Maul is mo-capped with Lauren Marie Kim and Ray Park himself. And you can see that because if you watch the other fights in this show, there's a kind of a, I don't know what it is, but there's...
They don't have a lot of weight to them.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're bad because I don't think they're bad. I think this is a beautifully animated show and it's always been, and you see it get better as it goes
on. I was going to say, like, these episodes seem like a quantum leap in terms of, like, animation quality from the last episodes I saw, which is... Yeah. I mean, they're still not great at running.
No, there is that kind of...
They're still sort of floating above the ground. But beyond that, but these fight sequences are pretty incredible.
Totally. And even, you know, at the start, it kind of opens with where they're raining down, like, gunships on Mandalore and Ahsoka's jumping from ship to ship. Like, that's all great. But the highlight for me is definitely that you see the Ray Park moves in the way that he moves, kind of like, I recognize that from, you know, the first Star Wars movie.
I recognize that from when fans challenge him at conventions.
That's right.
And it becomes abundantly clear that he could kill them.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Do you think it's a bit bold of Anakin to be like, here's two lightsabers, Ahsoka, but I've made them the color that I like.
Were they green before?
Yes.
Right.
And then in between this and Rebels, she shows up with two white lightsabers where I'm like, that's where it's at. That's,
okay, right.
You've figured this out.
I don't know if it's bold, but it seems to me that he's like, we used to be friends, right? And now we still, he's a present. Are we still friends? Are we still,
Here's something I actually wanted to ask you. I'd be curious to get your thoughts.
Go on.
Because in the movies, it's just they call through the order to the clones and they go, clones, everybody, you're all bad now. You're all bad.
And
everybody,
they're like, we are all bad now. We have no compunctions about murder at all. Here we go.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yippee-ki-yay.
How do you feel about that being a result of a chip in the head?
Makes more sense.
Do you think it's more of a cop-out or do you think it's like...
As opposed to they were all always evil.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how would they do that? James, that would present a significant amount of narrative difficulty.
Oh, totally.
If they were all like, surprise, we were just pretending to be cool.
Yeah.
I don't even like the Galactic Rebellion. This tattoo comes right off. I'm just going to get a bit of spit.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way because I think, you know, it could be seen as a cop-out. I know some people have mentioned that, but you can't build up all these kind of character arcs and get to the end and go, tricked.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
Like, they were all in on it. Mm. And I think the idea that, you know, she gets a chip out of one of them and he's the one that kind of sees clearly through the entire situation. Mm-hmm. I always like Order 66 in any kind of medium that they bring it up in the game Jedi Fallen Order. You get a really interesting perspective on that. I don't know if you played up to that bit in the game.
Yes.
Yeah. which is really terrific. And I think this again shows like there would be that conflict between like, well, I could easily kill, you know, 100 of these people if I wanted to. And I ultimately do, sure.
Yeah. But and ultimately they are all dead again. Once again, they're all, every single one of
maybe
them is
some
dead.
Of them were carbon frozen, but even then you could defrost them.
They're lost
them
in and, space for a yeah, thousand
but
years.
Then you could defrost them and kill them.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
But yeah, I think it's a really, effective, you know, you do feel the sympathy on both sides in this one. Like in the movie, you get the sense that, oh no, all the Jedi being shot, but in this, it's like, oh, this is a bad situation on all
yes,
counts.
Exactly. Again, they are, in the movies, the clone troopers are non-characters.
Yeah.
They all have the same voice and they all just follow orders blindly. They may as well be like characters in a real-time strategy game or whatever. Like you just lasso them and send them all to kill.
That's
but in
really
this you're
true,
like,
yeah.
Okay, well they are conflicted. They're conflicted morally and they don't want to do this, but the chip
some of them
is,
have
is making them.
Some of them have tattoos and I recognize that.
That's right.
Yeah. I love Maul in a Box. I think Maul in a Box is great. Uh-huh. It reminds me of, I don't know if you ever played The Force Unleashed 2. At the end, you captured Darth Vader at the end of that game.
Oh, I see, right.
Spoiler alert, and cliffhanger never resolved, and also non-canon. But yeah, the idea of you trap someone who's that dangerous, it's like, this is not going to end well for anybody here. And I also enjoy that she releases him, not as like a favor, but just be like, I need you to...
I need a distraction
here. Yeah. And there's a few things that are callbacks to other movies, I feel. The bit where Anakin kind of stands out in front of the army. I feel like that is very The Last Jedi, what Luke does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know people hate making comparisons to that movie, but I like that movie. I like saying that in videos.
Yeah, it's good as that. I also like that movie. The scene, I imagine this is iconic now as well, the scene where Darth Maul runs through a squadron of clone troopers in that hallway.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, that's very Darth Vader-esque.
Lifts panels off, yeah, and throws them through people. Like, yeah. It's very reminiscent of Darth Vader in Rogue One.
And also you see that even without his lightsaber or legs, you know, he's still incredibly dangerous. But yeah, I think even the finale where, you know, they try to initially kind of, there's that misdirect where they're like, technically she's not a, you know, she's not a Jedi and whatever. And they just kind of, they're doing that to kind of buy a bit of time. I think that's all really clever use of storytelling to get them out of the situation.
I think you'll find that if I've turned this sign around now, it says duck season. So you can't kill her.
Yeah.
Oh, but the other side says Jedi season. You won't fool us, Rex. We got your number.
Yeah. And there's even the bit where she stops the ship and that's The Rise of Skywalker. That's something that kind of happens in that movie as
and
well.
And a bit of The Force Unleashed as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is Ahsoka meant to be incredibly powerful in the ways of the Force or just powerful in the way that everybody in the prequels was super powerful in the Force and just loving it?
I think she is powerful, but she's not like... Anakin is perceived to be the most like naturally gifted or one of along with like Yoda and a few others. But yeah, she's up there. She's, you know, I guess for, I'm going to get the wrath of, you know, Star Wars fans, but she's somewhere like an Obi-Wan kind of level.
Oh,
I would say.
My goodness. Yeah. Would you say she's as good as Obi-Wan in every way?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it's different because the Obi-Wan here is technically not as powerful as the Obi-Wan in A New Hope.
Oh, that's true.
Technically.
Oh.
I mean, I know he's much older and he wears a wig in A New Hope, but that's
and
okay.
And he's bad at lightsaber fighting.
No, Mason, it's a measured, calculated maneuver.
He's bad because he's old.
No, because he killed Darth Maul, don't you remember?
Nah, he's bad and old now. And dead. He's dead now. They're he's all dead. They're all dead.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But that, at the end where, you know, the ship is plummeting out of the sky towards yet another ice planet.
That's right.
And, you know, they're just free-falling, you know what I mean? It's the two of them trying to escape this horrible situation. I think it's terrific. I think it's just a really wonderful kind of final action sequence. And then to cap things off with, here's Darth Vader, you know, and what that means when he finds those lightsabers and he goes, hey, I bought these for...
Hey, wait a minute. It's a present. You can't throw away a present.
I guess that also explains why he thinks she's dead as well.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, well, the body's not here, but she wouldn't have left this great present I got her.
That's right.
That would be insulting. But no, I think this is, it's a great opportunity for, you know, Dave Filoni and others involved in this, including everybody behind the scenes and voice actors and all.
Kathleen
like
Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It's a good opportunity to come back and wrap things up nicely. And also, I feel like often when they come back to things like this years on, say like Arrested Development, or another example that Ben's going to put up here. Here's one.
Oh, that's a good example.
Isn't it just?
It's a real deep cut too.
People didn't think he's got that kind of knowledge, but he does.
He would have gone through like 20, 25 franchises that, you know, rebooted and but then he was like, no, they're not obscure enough. Here's the deepest cut.
So often these things, they don't kind of pay off.
Yeah.
And I feel this one very much does in a big bad way, Mason. Also, I just want to say a big thank you to Star Wars Explained, Alex, over at that channel, because whenever we do a Star Wars thing like this, I message him and I'm like, what do you think people would, what's good if it's tie into the Mandalorian? Do you think you could help? And he always gives me some sound advice.
Hey, man, do you think people would be mad if I called the Galactic Republic the Galactic Rebellion a couple of times in this video? They would? Well, I'll do it anyway.
Yes, he's a good dude. If you're not subscribed, which you probably are, go over and check him out. Now, you might be wondering, Mason, where do any of these characters...
I'm a curious Cass. I'm always wondering.
Do these characters, how are they coming back? When are they coming back? What can I see, right? Okay, if you're interested in Star Wars Rebels, a lot of them return. Captain Rex, Ahsoka, as mentioned. There's a few other bits and pieces and clone troopers and events from here that carry over. In the live-action series of The Mandalorian.
Oh, Ahsoka Tano's coming back,
right? Ahsoka Tano's coming back. There's a few
and
others.
Maybe Rex. Maybe Rex. Coming back. Exactly. Who's in that Mandalorian armor? Probably Boba Fett.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting more characters in that. I think that, again, that being like a Dave Filoni-influenced series, we're going to, you know, it makes
sense. Kathleen Kennedy.
I know people are like, we hate her, but it's all Star Wars, man. If you like this, she's also responsible for this in a big way. Another thing is we are getting a new Clone Wars series called The Bad Batch, which is set just after these episodes, which follows. They're a particular elite force of clone troopers that are trying to find their way in the galaxy now that cloning is kind of wrapping up and they're starting to use conscripts. So they're like, well, what do we do now? And they're like, we'll find something for you to do, I guess.
Yeah, that's all right. But don't lose heart. In the future, you'll all be dead. No matter what.
No matter what happens. Yeah, so there you go. All in all, are you a big fan of this?
I was a big fan of this. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you inclined to then go, maybe I'll watch some Star Wars Rebels. Maybe I'll watch some other arcs of the Clone Wars.
Probably not, because I know how it ends.
You know how it ends, Mason.
And I know the animation gets worse if you go backwards through time.
Yeah, but then it gets better again.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I will.
I'm yet to kind of watch it all through from the start, but I know people are like, oh, the first two seasons, they're a bit rough and it gets better. So I just got to kind of initially push through that, and then because I know there's so many arcs that I've, you know, that I know a little bit about that I want to follow up on. Anyway, we know everything about Star Wars anyway, don't we?
So well, now we do. This is the last missing puzzle piece.
That's right. This is Caravan of Garbage, though, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely is.
And we do this every week, every Tuesday, if you do want to subscribe. But if you're like, can't I just get these early for once in my life?
God, I'm a busy man or woman.
That's right.
Or other.
Wherever you fit, that's fine. You absolutely can at bigsandwich.co.
That's right.
Yeah, if you sign up there, early episodes, podcast with no ads in it. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe that. I've never listened to a podcast without an ad in it.
We do movie commentaries. We do a comic book club. It's all over there if you do want to check it out.
That's right.
There's too much content that you won't even know what to do with yourself.
I mean, you could probably download and listen to the content.
That's a good start. Yeah. That's a good start. Next week, though, do you want to play that Star Wars Bounty Hunter game? People like it when we do video games.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't do as well. Maybe they don't. Maybe I play games for hours to find like a really good section to put in it, and then people are like, yeah.
Maybe we attempt to record some game capture and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because the system never works properly. It's always a different problem. I don't understand.
Anyways,
we leave it the same every time, but then we come back, it's different.
Anyways, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
You ever played Star Wars Bounty Hunter?
Nope.
I played it back in the day, so I'm looking forward to coming back to it and being like, these early third-person games aren't good, are they? No, I think there's some good stuff in that game.
Sounds tremendous.
All right. Thanks for watching, guys. We really appreciate it.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. At Wikipedia Brown, at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah.
Tell us how much we know about Star Wars.
Everything, right?
Yeah, everything.
Tell us. We filled in the missing piece.
We did.
That's right.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.